Well, for sure, on Tuesday evening, the Gutenthal curling rink is full with people. So full that they have to move the meeting out from the waiting room to the ice part. It's a good thing somebody thought about bringing a loudspeaker system, because usually at the curling rink, you don't need one for a meeting. At least not if only the Gutenthalers come. But it seems like every flat German between here and Jansied has come to Gutenthal. And lots of English and French, too, it seems like. At 8 o'clock, Haus de Hnifeld stands up, goes to the mic, and starts to tell us what this meeting is for. That it is to pick those people who will go to Ottawa from Gutenthal to pick the new PC leader who will for sure be the next PM. For sure, that's what the country needs, a PC PM. And Fuchtig Freis, who is sitting there in the front, starts to clap. But the people don't clap. They start to shout, "We want Jitsch Banst." And it looks like Haus de Hnifeld doesn't know what to do. Because for sure, I'll bet, he doesn't know who Jitsch Banst is any more than I do. So he stands there, letting the people shout, and he drinks some water, and he still doesn't know what to do, till Fuchtig Freis stands up and fushels something in his ear. Then Haus de Hnifeld lifts his arms up, and spreads them out like wings, holding his palms down, and he shakes them up and down till the people get quiet, and he says in a voice that squeaks a little bit, like he is maybe telling a lie, "Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Jitsch Banst." Clapping and whistling and shouting for about 5 minutes, and nothing happens. Then all of a sudden it feels like the people are making room for somebody in the middle of the rink. Everybody gets still. Then somebody is standing there in the front by the mic. A short man, maybe 5'2", with a big baseball farmer cap on. He lifts his arms and points the visor of his cap to all the four corners of the curling rink. I hear a bobby pin drop out of Ota's hair. It sure is still. The man leans close to the mic. "Welcome to the 1980s. You can hear 500 people swallow their spit all through the rink. Welcome to this packed meeting. Someplace one hand claps. Welcome to Jitsch Banst country. Two hands clap. Welcome to Gutenthal. 1,000 hands clap, but quietly, like if we were maybe in church. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line, at this point in time, is between a rock and a hard place. Irregardless of how you are politically orientated, there's no doubt that the powers that be, the powers that shall no longer be, have impacted on every aspect of our lives with its metrificated intrudo policies that are turning good people into confused objects of pity. Like my neighbor who was filling out a long government form last week, and he had to convert all his bushels into liters and his acres into what the hecks. Somebody coughs. Somebody laughs a bit. Exactly. The trouble with our country today, he stops and sips a bit of water. The trouble with our country today is that our government in Ottawa is like a beet weeder that hacks off all the beets and leaves the weeds standing, then says, "Look how well the crop is growing." I say that it's time to let the government know that it is buttered out. We clap now. Buttered out is good flat German. Seriously now. We still clap. Thank you. Thank you. We clap harder. Seriously now. The number one issue in the country today is the arrogance of incompetence that has turned our mighty parliament into a house of ill repute. A common body house. We clap a little, but now we are a little nervous. I mean, should a flat German talk like this? My friends, I did not come here to lick your recessionary wounds. In the past few weeks, you have been inundated by known and unknown quantities asking for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm an unknown quantity too. That's the monkey on my back. But it's the unknown that this country is yearning for in these troubled times. Who needs a track record of derailments? Just consider the facts. This great party has been leaderless now for 3 months, and yet the polls show that our party has the highest popular standing in history. This is no time to cut our losses, just our losers. It is time to be forging ahead. The future is up for grabs. It is no time to back off. We must end this dramatic stalemate. We can no longer tolerate government by budget leak. Fellow Canadians, I stand before you offering to lead. But I am not alone. Others make the same offer. You deserve more. You deserve a real alternative. It has been said many times that there is no real difference between the two main parties in this country, except for arrogance. I propose to change all that. What this country needs is a new vision. I was born on a Manitoba sugar beet field. My earliest memories are of my dear mother's cracked and calloused heel as I learned to crawl along a row of beets. I lived in the granaries with the beed weeders. Yes, my native brothers, I was there with you. I watched my mother destroy the weeds. I watched the point of the hoe blade slip between double plants to cut off one so the other would have room to flourish. But look at the field today. The weeds grow alongside the beets, and whenever the beets get a little ahead of the weeds, the government pumps more fertilizer on the weeds, and when that isn't good enough, it sends in Revenue Canada with hoes to cut down the best plants to give the weeds a better chance. I have a vision. I see millions of beet weeders with hoes sharpened descending on our choking fields, hacking away at the mustard and the wild oats, separating the doubles, freeing the sweet sugar beet to flourish as we weed our way into the future. There, with the help of God, I will lead you. And then, before the people can even start to clap, Yitzhak shouts out that we should all sing O Canada, and that his campaign manager will lead us. And a tall man in a blue suit jumps up beside him and starts to sing. And it only takes one line before I know, and everybody else knows, that the singer is Hova Jake. Hova Jake, whom I haven't seen since he went away to Rostern College to school, and then we heard one time that he was singing with a born-again disco band. Well, for sure, O Canada sings Hearts Oft Good.